News brief. The parents of a U.S.-Canadian citizen killed with six other aid workers delivering food to Gaza is joining Chef Jose Andres in calling for an international investigation into Israeli drone strikes Monday. John Flickinger, whose son Jacob was among the dead, tells CBS Mornings.
The vehicles were clearly marked. The facts on the ground seem to indicate that it wasn't a, quote, tragic accident.
President Biden is scheduled to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu by phone today. In Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is marking NATO's 75th year by proposing a new member.
We will see, I think, in the summit, very strong support for Ukraine going forward and its relationship with NATO.
The drug company that manufactures the newest approved treatment for ALS is pulling it from the market. Alex Pharma says a large clinical trial showed its Relyvrio works no better than a placebo. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tuesday's primary election results could be a concern for the presidential candidates. President Biden and Donald Trump won in landslides, but more than 47,000 Democrats voted uninstructed, and 120,000 Republicans voted for someone other than Trump. Wisconsin will be a decisive state in November. Biden carried the state by less than 1% in 2020. Donald Trump is calling migrants animals and other disparaging names again, most recently on the campaign trail in Green Bay Tuesday.
Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals.
Trump also calls the influx of migrants at the border a bloodbath. The Biden campaign says Trump is embracing political violence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Following a delay and an issue with the count, voting results in Racine County have finally been released. The county clerk says they're still carrying out an investigation into the problem. In the race for Branch 3 Circuit Court Judge, Jessica Lanata emerged as the winner, beating Tony Young. In the city council election for District 2, incumbent Molly Jones fended off Tyler Townsend to secure another term. In District 4, David Mack emerged triumphant over Jacqueline Schrader. Sandy Widener ran uncontested and is set to make her return to City Hall as the winner of District 6. You'll still be able to interact with a human if you're parking at the ballpark. Cashiers will be stationed in the American Family Field parking lots, and the company that installed a cashless system says there's a glitch somewhere. Until it's fixed, parking is old school at AmFam Field. The Brewers play at home tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
The Brewers lose to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers lost their first game of the season to the Minnesota Twins, the final 7-3 in favor of Minnesota. Some highlights, another home run for veteran Rhys Hoskins and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chourio, who hit his first major league home run 402 feet over the right center field fence. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He'll remember it for sure. I'll remember it. A lot of people that are close to him, you know, will certainly remember it. Day by day, you notice more and more that Jackson belongs in the big leagues, you know what I mean?
NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 111-101. Bobby Portis says they're getting everyone's best shot right now.
You know, obviously, teams play us different, man. If you watch the Bucks, if you watch this team play against the Pistons tomorrow, you know, it's just different when you play us. We get everybody's best shot. It comes with the territory. Used to hunt, now hunting.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on rain and snow showers likely here through the day today. Our high 41 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, all the rain and snow will end. It'll clear out, low of 33. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to 45 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. For the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. And without question, one of my favorite times of the week, in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy, in Mequon and Thingsville. Good morning to you, Doc. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's the family?
They're doing wonderful, like trying to
Yeah.
keep up, you know?
You know, I was talking with a family member or friend or relative last night about issues that you and I talk about. I told him about us. He was so excited. He's going to be calling you, and he didn't know any such thing existed. And I'm telling those in the listening audience, now is the time. You have any questions at all that you want to have answered? Dr. Omar is ready, equipped, and able. Dr. Omar, let's talk about my issue. Let's begin.
Yeah.
Prior to meeting you, my prescriptions were at two different pharmacies.
Yes.
And I never thought anything of it. You know, I just didn't think that it was important. You know, one pharmacy is no different than another pharmacy, I thought, like average people. But why is it important to have your prescriptions if you have more than one or two? Under the same roof.
The challenge is that the computer softwares that the pharmacies are run by are very advanced, but they don't talk to each other. So if you take two medications from pharmacy A, three medications from pharmacy B, because the system doesn't talk to each other, maybe you're getting medications that contraindicate with each other, especially if you have more than one doctor. So we will not know if this medication will help you or harm you. So keeping medications under the same roof helps the pharmacist to see the drug interactions, proper counseling, and to communicate with your prescriber if they give you something that is not suitable with the other medications, another doctor, or even sometimes the same doctor prescribed but didn't know that they can interact. So that's why keeping everything under the same roof will help with less medication errors, better compliance, because you're going to go to one trip to the pharmacy. You're not going to forget to go to this, like, 2-3 pharmacies. And I understand that there might be reasons why one medication may be in pharmacy B, but try to always keep everything under the same roof. That is safer for you.
You know, I was talking a little earlier, you know, about a discovery. I guess they're working on a pill to slow aging, right? I mean, they've got a pill for everything, you know, doctor. I always joke about, you know, my eyelashes hurting, doc. I need it. And the doctor says, oh, here's a pill for that. Well, my toenail is aching. Oh, here's a pill for that. So here you are, a doctor of medicine. And so you have to stay on top of the developments of the medicines, right? I mean, medicines, right. New medicines are coming out and being okayed every day. Is it safe to say that?
Every day, every hour, every question that come, because there is a lot of things that I am not aware of that the general public would raise the question and then I come back with an answer. So the pharmacist should be aware of what the community cares about when it comes to their medications. So there is development every second. This is the second biggest economy in the economic thing in the world. Like, you have the weapons and then you have the medications. So there is so much money poured into development of medications, and the supplements industry is related, and the health factor is related. So there is, like, we're being bombarded with so many sources of information from everywhere. You as a customer and me as a clinician and a provider and pharmacist. And that's why sharing our knowledge and concern is very important, so we can address the most important concerns. You know,
we and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, I never look at it from the perspective of a customer. Like, if I'm going to buy a car or if I'm going to a grocery store or those other kind of things, I don't look at it or I haven't looked at it from that perspective when we're talking about medications and health and even going to see your doctor. But in essence, that's what we are, right?
Yeah, that's what we are. But I want to tell the patient that you should be the king of the healthcare, because we are all serving you. When you are introduced with a new medication, new drug, I want you to be inquisitive and not just afraid and feeling, oh, I'm getting old, I'm getting a new medication added to my list of what I take. And just to be cheerful and tell you something interesting and funny. If you start to be pre-diabetic and the doctor prescribes for you metformin, you have to know that you're now taking a medication, metformin for high blood sugar. You are being prescribed a medication that's also being investigated as an anti-aging drug. And that's because of how it helps with insulin sensitivity, helps as an antioxidant, and reduces inflammation. And there were studies, there are animal studies, but they show that metformin can extend the lifespan and improve health span. So it's not like I take a medication, I'm taking poison in my body, and I'm just going to keep adding drugs to my system. Maybe the information that you will learn about how this drug will help your health is going to be an interesting factor, you know. So it's just a new journey when a new medication is added to what you take. But at the same time, knowledge is power.
So let me ask you, because I've said this before. And you know, when my mom was, you know, going through her towards the end of her life, and she was so heavily medicated, it just meant so many pills. Doctors don't do that intentionally. When you're aging, and there are many different maladies that we are going through. There are many different specialists, right? I mean, there's a heart specialist. Yes. If you got a problem with your kidneys, if you got a problem with your lungs, these are different specialties. Is it safe to say that?
Yes.
Organs, and the different organs have different doctors for
We go to a doctor for every disease state. There is geriatric medicine in which doctors who are specialized in you go to one doctor who's managing several conditions because it's just for people who are going through difficult times. The pharmacist can help when there is like severe polypharmacy syndrome, as what I describe it as, where you take so many medications and now the family is overwhelmed. And I would say that you can always request from the pharmacist or a pharmacy that does comprehensive medication review, which means the pharmacist will review all of the medications, including prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs, supplements, and it checks the potential drug problems, duplication of therapy, contraindications. Because I have a friend of mine who used to work with me maybe 6 years ago, and she told me about her mother and that she's not responsive at all after doctor added certain medications for high cholesterol. Just right after this high cholesterol medication, she became unresponsive. And I did a comprehensive medication review. I checked everything the patient was taking, and I found that she was taking two psychiatric medications that work against each other. And I communicated with the doctor, and we had him reduce the dose, and suddenly she came back. She told me, like, my mother came back to life. She's responsive. She's talking. She's here. So, like, there is, like, a challenge of being overwhelmed, but also you have to seek help from a place or a clinician that can help.
So, loved ones, I have a son that's bipolar and schizophrenic, and so he takes these meds, and I noticed one time that I went to pick him up, and he was basically just completely out of it. He could barely move. He could barely speak. And so you as a loved one have to be cognizant of what happens to your loved one when they're prescribed different meds. Sometimes they can't do that on their own. Is it safe to say that, Dr. Omar, that we have to then be the eyes and the ears for our loved ones?
Yes, because you're advocating for your loved one when you go see the doctor. Doctor's not going to know what is happening at home. This medication that he prescribed 6 months ago, what is it doing to him? So you're advocating for his health. So you would record what happened, this incident, and you would tell the doctor, because maybe the doctor prescribed a stimulant and at the same time prescribed a medication for seizure, and they are working against each other. And the doctor needs to reduce a dose or take out a drug. So it is safe to say that because you're the eyes and ears of the doctor when you go with your loved ones to the prescriber. Otherwise, instead of spending your 30 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever, you'll spend only 5 minutes and the doctor, oh, you look fine. Everything seems fine because you don't have a concern. So have concerns when you go see the doctor. Yeah, it's safe to say that.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Thursday. It's 9 o'clock or that 9:15 or thereabouts, and it means that we're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar. Questions and comments. 844-967-2789. Now's your chance.
Listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Todd Allball Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Allball Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar. You know, Dr. Omar, I have to tell you, I get frustrated sometimes when I hear many people say, I'm not going to take that medicine. I'm not going to take the prescription. The doctors are just prescribing medications. They're being paid to prescribe medications, and they get kickbacks. And so people are saying these things to others who trust in what their loved one and others are saying. And I always respond with, listen, I mean, if we're going to believe that doctors are on the take, and all doctors are on the take, and so they're going to just prescribe meds to make money, we really should be careful when we kind of give that kind of information to people, because it's life-threatening, a lot of this, and information that's being given out, and people are listening to it, and it certainly could cost them their lives. You know, doctors are trained, regardless of what we think. Pharmacists are trained, and you guys didn't just get your degrees in a box of cereal. And so you've committed lifetime commitments to learning about people, the human beings, and our bodies, our physiology, and all of those things. So when people are willing to totally dismiss doctors as quacks, your thoughts?
I think there is just a challenge of not having enough time to spend with in the doctor's visit, and that has raised the concerns that the doctor doesn't care about me. He doesn't want to see me. It's just there is a lot of stress in the healthcare, and that causes that kind of, okay, they just don't care. They have to write a prescription and let me go. But the doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs, they are trained to provide care. And you should be trained to ask questions and get the best care. And if you have concerns, raise it with someone in the community of the healthcare that helps you. But those professionals are trained, and those professionals have checks and balances that follow with them if they do anything wrong. I talk to doctors and practitioners and nurse practitioners all day long, and they all care about the patient. Safety, efficacy, we care about you. So the question is going to be, is this the right provider for me that I can trust? Because you have to trust your doctor. You have to trust your practitioner. You have to trust your PA. So this trust is the challenge. And if you don't trust your provider and provides you medication that you think is not going to help you, I recommend that you fire the provider, find another one, search for another provider and healthcare provider that is going to be satisfying to your trust. That's what we want to build on, or the trust in healthcare.
Dr. Omar, you know, you're a young man, and so many of us from the old school got to know our doctors. We had our own personal doctors who had their own practices. And so we could call up the doctor and say, I could call him up last night and say, hey, doctor, I need to get in and see you. And you could get in and see the doctor. And the doctor could take some time with you. He knew you. He knew about your family, all those things. That no longer exists. That's never coming back. Let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Let's bring Dave in from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. I have a question for Dr. Omar. I just saw on the news this morning that a drug prescribed to patients with Lou Gehrig's disease, it's called Relyvrio, I believe, has been pulled off the market after several years. People have been spending $158,000 a year for this. And now the FDA says it doesn't do anything. It's totally ineffective. It's equivalent to placebo. I wonder if the doctor could explain how this can happen. How do drugs that are not effective get on the market?
It's a great question, Dave. Thank you very much.
I am wondering if you are talking about the drug Aduhelm, which is marketed by Biogen. The challenge that is happening with Alzheimer's is that there is very little advancement in the drugs that help the disease. And when a company come to the market, to the FDA with some data, they try to push it quickly to the market. And then there is a challenge in the U.S. market is that any company can put any price on the drug that they present. You can sell a pill or an injection for $1 or $1,000 or $1,000,000. That's just not going to be a question of lower the price of the medication. And it's sad that this is happening, that these medications get to be just dispensed to the public and then pulled out. The bright side, though, is that it has placebo effect and it doesn't have a harmful effect. And that's why I want people to be as they are, like they see a new medication in the market, they see the enthusiasm, this is a new diagnosis. Just be careful, be conservative, because a drug needs to be in the market for 7 years, 7 years to have enough aftermarket research to kind of say that this is safe and effective for people. And we have enough data to validate that. So always watch for the news that come from the new medications until enough people take it. And we can, enough people that take it also with complex health conditions, because they do this kind of clinical research with patients who are not having more than one or two diagnoses. So it is sad. And
It adds to the untrust or the mistrust that people have with the pharmaceutical companies and with the system that allows that to get out. You know, we say 7 years. Well, then it shouldn't be allowed to be out. And in the market.
How are we going to know if the medication, enough people are going to take it or not? We have to put the balance between the research and development and being courageous in providing treatments. And at the same time, it's not going to be one size fits all kind of thing. We give it to everybody. So we have to be finding a step up therapy. Who needs what? Not because you have a new antidepressant in the market, give it to everybody. It is step A, B, C. So I think we have to be selective, you know?
844-967-2789 is the number. In the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Welltopia in Mequon, Thiensville.
Continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly 3,000 students in Wisconsin will get advanced manufacturing training for high-demand jobs with grants from the Wisconsin Fast Forward program. 17 school districts will train students for careers like robotics, 3D printing, and drones. The $500,000 in state grants will reimburse schools for costs. After a year on the job, Wisconsin's Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has had to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme that they've basically defunded this constitutional office at the detriment of Wisconsin.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for things like international business and adoptions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flood warnings remain in effect for several rivers in the area. High water is impacting the Fox River in Burlington, Waukesha, and Kenosha counties, with the Root River and Canal causing problems in Franklin and Racine County. Officials are telling people to not drive through flooded areas. Child advocates in Kenosha made a powerful statement recently. They planted 283 pinwheels on the lawn of the Kenosha County Job Center. The effort over the past weekend and that specific number represents the number of children who have experienced child abuse in Kenosha County in 2023. Organizers say the pinwheels will serve as a symbolic display throughout April, which is National Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Month. A group of motorcycle enthusiasts called the Guardian of the Children Bell City Chapter put together the displays that do run across the region. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Not that it's any big surprise, but Joker 2, Folie à Deux, has received an R rating due to strong language, violence, sexuality, and brief full nudity. The Motion Picture Association deems full nudity, albeit brief, much more offensive than malingering partial nudity. However, it does make it easier for kids under 17 that sneak into the film to be alert so they don't miss it. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn. The first Joker grossed $1 billion worldwide. Joker 2 is set for release October 4th. Speaking of brief full nudity, Steve-O refused to appear on Bill Maher's podcast Club Random because Maher said he wouldn't not smoke pot. Double negatives aside, the star of Jackass, whose real name is Stephen Gilchrist Glover, has been sober going on 16 years and was ready to say yes until Maher said him not smoking on the podcast was a deal breaker. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on rain and snow showers likely here through the day today. Our high 41 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, all the rain and snow will end. It'll clear out, low of 33. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to 45 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Hey, you are the master of music.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, 844-967-2789. If you have a question or comment, now is the time. Dr. Omar, so it's called the practice of medicine. So
yes.
Why do they call it the practice of medicine?
What do you mean, Errol?
So when I hear the practice of medicine, it makes me think, well, the doctor doesn't really know. There is no definitive answer for things. And they say practice of medicine because they have to try things, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
There is no book of Hoyle that says yeah. for everybody who has a hangnail, they have to take the same pill, right? So the doctor yes. has to try different things. Is it safe to say that? And that's not predicated on the latest medication that came out. It's the fact that the doctor, through practice, has to determine how he, you know, gives medication to people. Is it safe to say that?
This is a very important question and very important to make sure that people can trust their doctors who they go to and even nurse practitioners and advanced nurse practitioners and PAs. After the doctor or the clinician finish the schooling in the School of Medicine, they go through residency, in which the residency can be as small as 3 years or longer, in which they are just graduated doctor or practitioner who gets to be in the system working with other senior practitioners to learn how to practice the medicine and learn the protocols, how to apply the protocols that they learned in the school. So there is like always an algorithm for following with according to the symptoms and according to the lab work and according to the complaints of the patients. And then they prescribe the most appropriate medication or supplement or lifestyle change that is going to help the patient's health get better. And the next visit, the doctor will check again and see the results and see that the patient is getting better. So there is methodology, there's protocols, all of this are in the books. And that's why when the Board of Pharmacy asks the doctor or the pharmacist, how did this happen or how did this error happen? The first thing that they ask is the full chart of the medication, full notes of the medication. And then this will be furnished in front of other clinicians who can say like what you did was right or wrong. So there is like there's lots of investment of time and effort and learning in order to reach the target of better health for the patient. It doesn't work this way. This is like the best case scenario, but we can see how many problems that can happen from malpractice or someone who's prescribing something out of just because it's a new drug, but the patient does not qualify to take it for their health. So it can be complex, but at the same time, the simplicity of how it gets presented to the patient as go take this prescription from the pharmacy and you do not know what this is, why you're going to take it and for how long, that's a causes lack of trust.
So sometimes you go to see your doctor or to see the doctor, and there's this person called a nurse practitioner.
Yes.
And you, I wanted to see a doctor. I didn't want to see a nurse practitioner. What is the difference between a doctor and a nurse practitioner? And the nurse practitioner has the same authorization to prescribe medication as the doctor. It's Give us the
very good question. Very good question. No, it's, we have to be frank and make sure that we understand the difference in the training and the scope of practice. Because nurse practitioners are advanced practice registered nurses with master's or doctorate degree in nursing. They can diagnose, treat conditions, prescribe medications, and often focus on patient education and preventative care, while doctors or physicians have completed medical school, then residency, which is a training after that in rounds and with other practitioners, giving them a broader and deeper understanding of medical conditions so they can perform the surgeries and handle the more complex cases. The depth and the breadth of training and autonomy in the practice is just distinguished between the two professions. And the nurse practitioners, there are very good nurse practitioners out there. And I think many of them are not going to step into what they don't have enough training for. But because we don't have enough doctors and physicians, we have to fill the gap with nurse practitioners, advanced nurse practitioners. And many of them have more time to spend with patients.
So nurse practitioners, not just some person that we just throw at it. They certainly have the background, the training, the understanding of the physiology of a person, and they can prescribe medication.
Exactly. They have enough training to prescribe the medication. They go on rounds. They have, they understand what they are doing. And the nice thing is, like, if you want to go see the doctor and then you see the nurse practitioner and you have more complex questions, the nurse practitioner is not going to give you an answer. She's going to go check with the physician, check with other peers before she gives an answer. So I can see the growth of the number of the nurse practitioners in America. And it kind of, we're afraid that we don't have enough doctors, but at the same time, there is healthcare gaps that need to be filled, but they work according to algorithm of treatment and they work according to their best training.
So, doctor, in this nation of ours, you know, there was a time when we produced enough doctors inside of our borders to basically handle the patients in this country and enough pharmacists that were born here in this country to handle the patients in this country. That's no longer the case. The doctors that are being produced in this country certainly aren't enough. The aging of the doctors, the aging of the pharmacists require the fact that we need to reach outside of this nation to bring in doctors and pharmacists. And it's only going to get, you know, more and more difficult as baby boomers continue to age. So when we look around the world, it almost appears as if there are more and more doctors coming in or going into practice, becoming doctors outside of our nation than those who are born and bred in this country. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, it is safe to say that practicing, going through pharmacy school and medical school in America is both very expensive and many times very hard because we don't have enough schools to fill the gap now. And there is shortage, especially in rural areas, underserved areas. And that's why the boards of pharmacy and boards of medicine and different clinical boards, they have like steps for anyone who wants to come here, make the equivalency exam. I was born in Egypt and trained on pharmacy in Egypt. I came here about 12 years ago and I had to spend 2 years between taking exams and training so I can practice here. The challenge in America is that the schools are very expensive and that causes barriers. The selection process is very rigorous and hard and that poses challenges. So we wish to see more funds into the schools that are needed so we can fill the gap, so we can get more satisfaction inside the United States because it's easier for sure. But at the same time, you have a problem today you have to fix. People need help. People need healthcare. So the gap needs to be filled, and with people in authority, they just have to take decisions.
Dr. Omar, pharmacists training, being trained to become doctors in this nation, the cost of it, as you stated, is almost is prohibitive to so many people. I know friends, I got a really lifelong friend who was a cardiologist, and, you know, he had to go and join the military at 40 years old to get the training to go to Walter Reed Hospital to cut back on all of the money that it cost him. And so doctors, people are looking at doctors with goo-goo eyes and saying, hey, these are the wealthiest people in the world, but they face adversity with trying to pay for their schooling, as well as pharmacists and all of those things based on the cost of these professions.
Yeah, the doctors are the most stressed professionals across the board. Like, doctors are very stressed, overworked, and many times underpaid for the effort that they do, especially in the bigger hospital systems. And I talk to doctor friends, and they tell me how much where they work put pressure on them and on the performance metrics that they have to provide. So it's challenging. Healthcare is challenging, but I mean, clinicians are sacrificing in order to provide the best care that they can do with the limited resources that are out there. But I also want to say that when getting more practitioners in healthcare from other nations, we are getting a different experience that's going to help also enrich the knowledge and the comprehensive ability to solve complex cases. So you get a doctor from South America, from the Middle East, from Asia. They are trained on other viruses and other sometimes more complex problems with bone fractures, etc. And then they come here and they have to go through the training and the legal part to understand the difference between practicing here, practicing there. So the mix can be healthy, but at the same time, we have to work inside the United States to fill the gap, decrease and lower the cost of schooling and the barriers that can help Americans born here to go to the schools to fill the jobs that we need here.
So Dr. Omar, supplements. Guy asked the question about supplements, right? And why are supplements so important? You and I have had this conversation before, but I think it's important for people who might have missed out on it. Supplements and the role they play in the health of a person.
Many times there is less side effects, easier to get because you don't need a prescription. So they have less side effects because they're not drugs. They come from the ground. They come from the food that we eat, just in higher concentration, but they are also easier to get. Downside is that it's out of pocket and many times not supervised by the practitioner that you take. So supplements, I consider supplements as food. It has to be interesting, it has to be working, and it has to be high quality.
So plant-based supplements, for those of us who don't know, again, we're just average people. Many medications are derived from animals and from plants.
Right.
Is it safe to say, is there any other area that medications are derived from?
Drugs can be a plant, but it changes. Manufactured, synthesized means that there is a molecule or something added or taken out from the herb or the plant that makes it no more natural. It became synthetic. So, and that way it works different in the body. And that's where the clinical trials, etc., that happens. This is the main difference, sir.
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Your questions and comments on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Hey!
listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
All right, welcome back to, you know, In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar. You can join us at 844-967-2789 every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Earl Ingram Show. Questions or comments? Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. Your thoughts, your question.
Good morning, Earl, Dr. Omar. I've been reading a lot about synthetic vitamins as opposed to all natural vitamins, actually, you know, all vitamin natural vitamins coming from real plant-based where synthetics are manufactured. So would you just express a little bit of the difference between those? I didn't realize the synthetics are so much cheaper, obviously much more affordable as opposed to the very expensive all natural ones. But I'm just wondering if it's better to have all natural over the synthetic.
Hey Cindy, thank you very much for the call as always.
That's a very good question. Well, the controversy between synthetic and all natural is all about bioavailability, how the body perceives the medicine and gets absorbed, efficacy, and purity. Synthetic vitamins, precisely engineered, offer kind of consistency and potency and stability in what they take. Let me give you an example, magnesium. If I take magnesium, many times, if you get it in the natural form, it's going to cause GI issues, can cause constipations, even for some patients, can cause diarrhea. So patient cannot take more than a certain dose from the magnesium. So the higher quality companies are trying to make the magnesium treated by making it bisglycinate chelate, in which the magnesium is protected by a molecule or added. Like it's kind of, let's say, played with to make sure that you can get higher dose of magnesium with less side effects. Magnesium is important for the heart, for better sleep, and for some patients, we need to give them higher doses when we recommend it for pain management. So you don't take the other pain management medications in higher doses. So again, we're focusing on bioavailability, efficacy, and purity. And it is not a blanket, Earl. It's not like all of the synthetic are bad and all of the natural are good or vice versa. It's all about this enough research that would support that I use this vitamin as this form or that form. And there is very respected research on certain forms of different vitamins. Let me give you an example. Research that was happening on a form of magnesium called magnesium L-threonate. It's a form of magnesium that have been studied, I think, in Harvard. A very good study of how it helps with memory up to 15 or 20% memory and racing thoughts even help. So it helps you to relax and sleep, but at the same time, it would help you to boost your memory so you would be less dependent on medications. So that I think if we just throw a blanket on the comparison between synthetic and I'm going to go all natural or all synthetic, we have to be specific, talk about, okay, if this product is going to help me, show me the data. Who's backing this up? Which doctor would recommend that? Okay, let me take this information, provide it to the conventional doctor and see if they have a problem with me taking it. The problem on the price is that many times you go to a store, there's like very famous study that was done pulling supplements from the shelves of big pharmacy chains, studying them. Only 20% were true to the label. So they were not authentic. I need to get the vitamin. Maybe I'm going to spend more, but I'm going to get what I pay for. That's how I say it. And then you can consult with the pharmacist to ask them, okay, does this work? Or maybe I change what I take. I offer the service for free. You can go to my website and post a question, and then I answer them about different kinds and different brands. I care for the patient to get what they pay for, and I'm completely against getting something cheap that doesn't work.
So what is your website?
Welltopiarx.com.
Welltopiarx.com. Let me say this to you, Dr. Omar. As I went to a major box store maybe a month ago, and I looked at, you just got through talking about the
magnesium. Yes.
There was about 10 different magnesiums.
Yes.
Okay. So I asked the pharmacist to come and pick one out for me. And this was before I started having you on. And the pharmacist came. This is a major box store. And he came and he looked at the different magnesiums. And he picked this one out for me, which is one that I'm taking now. I forgot the name of the brand, but they make all sorts of different vitamins and nutrients. But these major vitamin and nutrients producers, Dr. Omar, they make all sorts of, how can they specialize in all the different, you know, vitamins? You understand my point?
Yeah, let's think of it this way. Medication, in my pharmacy, I have a green zone where I have the supplements, and I have a gray zone where I have the medications. That's what I call it. With medications, it's black and white. This is a study that make you want to use this medication. That's it. That's what we have. This is the diagnosis. With supplements, it's like a flowering garden of different things. When it comes to magnesium, there is many different forms. Oxide, glycinate, L-threonate, citrate, you name it. Each one of them has benefits. Each one of them has downside or drawbacks. It's an evolving science. And many times you'll ask that question to the wrong person. He's not going to have the answer now. I get questions from peer pharmacists who ask me about a compound or about a supplement. And I have a lot of clinicians that come to my store to ask questions about different supplements. It is just the knowledge and the drug reps for supplements do not hit the clinicians as they hit the drug reps would hit the clinicians. So I understand that concern, and it's always a challenge, and I can see that.
Dr. Omar, we got to go until the next time. Thank you very much. In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar every Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Matinier on air, and Greg Bach. See you later.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Tune in Thursday for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got congressional candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley, New Marquette University Law School polling Charles Franklin. Tune in.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The parents of U.S.-Canadian citizen Jacob Flickinger are speaking out after their 33-year-old son and six other human